Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Authorities are urging drivers to slow down this morning as a mixture of snow, sleet, and rain hits the Ocean State. Forecasters say rain in the South County turns to sleet and freezing rain and even some snow as you head north. Meteorologist Alan Dunham expects snow to start changing to rain throughout most of the state around 9 o'clock this morning.
This afternoon it'll be generally just rain, but roads will still be slushy, you know, as plows try to catch up with everything.
Northern cities like Woonsocket and Burrillville may see as much as 8 inches of snow, with 3 to 6 inches expected in Providence. Some school districts are delaying the start of classes this morning. They include Woonsocket, Pawtucket, and Exeter West Greenwich. The University of Rhode Island says it is seeing a record number of applications for the fall 2013 semester. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick reports, university officials believe their marketing efforts are paying off.
Close to 21,000 students have applied for admission to the University of Rhode Island next fall. Roughly 75% will be admitted so that the university has its desired freshman class of 3,100, even after students who have been admitted decide to go elsewhere. URI Admissions Dean Cynthia Bond believes the interest in attending URI is a direct result of their outreach efforts.
We've enhanced our web presence using college search engines, and we know that students are doing the majority of their college searching on the Internet, so we've improved our website, and we're working with these college search engines to make sure that URI is prominently featured.
Tuition will remain unchanged next fall at roughly $11,000 for Rhode Islanders and $26,000 for out-of-state students. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
More than two decades after a major art heist at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, the FBI says it knows who was behind the theft. But investigators are still looking for the artwork, and Special Agent Richard DeLaurier says he believes the work was offered for sale in Philadelphia about 10 years ago.
We believe those responsible for the theft were members of a criminal organization with a base in the Mid-Atlantic states and in New England.
Authorities are still offering immunity for anyone who comes forward with information about the 13 paintings, valued at some $500 million. The FBI says it's too late to pursue charges stemming from the heist, but they still hope to recover the artwork. And RISD, the Rhode Island School of Design, has received a private donation of $1 million, which will be used to fund a new faculty position in the painting department. Rhode Island Public Radio's John Bender has more.
A $1 million donation coming from Bangalore, India, to the Rhode Island School of Design is the largest international gift the school has ever received. The money will be used to fund a visiting faculty position, specifically artists and scholars connected to India. RISD has had study abroad programs to India, and Provost Roseanne Summerson is excited to now bring scholars from India to RISD.
This will allow us a different kind of scholarly partnership. I mean, India has such a very rich cultural sense. It's impossible to think about the future without recognizing the role that India will play and is already playing. And so RISD, as a globally focused institution, is really excited about developing this partnership.
The gift is from the parents of a recent RISD grad. RISD plans to have the program running by next year. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm John Bender.